Congressman Gottheimer, I understand the value in lawmakers drawing attention to some of the really vile incidents that we have seen in this country lately, the stabbing of a Jewish man on the streets of New York, the shooting at the Capitol Jewish Museum here in Washington. But what can Congress realistically do about this problem?
Well, we know since October 7th and Hamas's terrorist attacks, anti-Semitic incidents in the country are up 70%. Mike and I in both our states have some of the top numbers of anti-Semitic incidents in the entire country. It's totally unacceptable. And what's happening now is it's far too often in our politics on both sides, right? Whether it's Hassan Piker, who's a streamer on the left, or Candace Owens on the right, who are campaigning with candidates around the country, actually encouraging some of the most vile anti-Semitic language, like Hassan Piker, who calls Jews pig dogs, Candace Owens, who denies the Holocaust. We've got candidates in both sides who've embraced them, who've made insane comments, like the woman in Texas this past week, a Democratic candidate who said that Jews should be in camps. You've got Dan Bilzerian in Florida, who said we should exterminate Jews. None of this should be acceptable. And Mike and I, whether it's through the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act, which we passed out of the House last Congress on defining anti-Semitism and have introduced again this Congress, or both of us condemning Piker and Owens in legislation, both of us believe deeply that we need to stand up to this. And Mike's been very outspoken, as have others, and our leadership on both sides needs to make it very clear time and again that you don't stand with people like Owens and Piker, and they're not welcome in our districts, and none of this language is acceptable either. I think it's very important.